This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
We have with us Dr. Peter J. Glidden, who's with us the first Thursday of every month, and he's telling folks how you can not just treat the ailment, but how to cure that. And this is what his book tells you, Attempt to Cure. And he tells you in there what natural herbs and everything you can use and how to do that. Okay. Now, C.S. Thunder is with us. Now, C.S. has been in the hospital, and he had a very serious situation, and he lost 60 pounds. Well, yikes. I'd like to lose 60 pounds, but I'm not willing to go to the hospital like he did. So I'm looking for easier ways. Are you still with us, C.S.? I think we lost C.S. Alrighty. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. If you have a question or you comment, you can give us a call. Okay, let's go out to New York, and we have, hey, Clifford.
Yeah, hi, I have a couple of questions. But before I get to that, just a couple of things. LifeSiteNews.com has articles on what you're saying right now. One is on Pachotti, the guy, the Swiss banker. He says 50 million. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah. You're up. We can hear you.
50 million people, he says, are dead from the shots. He has suits all over the world, and he's calling for the arrest of a lot of people. There's an article on issue one. And so I want to get to my questions. First thing would be on the cranial nerves. If one goes, has problems, does it affect another cranial nerve? When you on the food stuff, you know, you recommend people, eat better. But what would you recommend for people in terms of discipline in the area of eating, as a lot of people have willpower problems in that area? The third thing would be about muscle mass and muscle capacity and getting your muscles as strong as possible. I remember meeting Mike Tyson in person. I said, you know, this guy looks like incredibly strong. His muscles were, like, incredible. And then the fourth thing would be just on the reflexes involved in driving, not necessarily eyesight, more the reflexes, how they might be affected by alcohol and now marijuana, which they're giving in these tiny gumbies, these little candy items, and they say it's like adulterated. Some of this stuff is coming from China.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting, right? Okay, so we're going to talk about the last one first, you know, the nerve reaction time for people when they're driving. I am of the opinion that one of the biggest negative determinants of that are statin drugs. And everybody's on a statin drug. It's a $25 billion industry a year. And statin drugs dry up your brain. They cause inflammation in the liver. There's a direct relationship between liver health and brain health. So when people are on statin drugs, they're not going to be able to think correctly. And this is why people get dementia. And that's, by the way, that's a black box label warning now on the statin drug. It could cause dementia. So I think, you know, once I'm elected king of the world, every time there's an accident, a traffic accident, the officer involved will have to log down the drugs that the person who committed the accident was taking, the pharmaceutical, not street drugs, the pharmaceutical. I think pharmaceuticals are much more of a problem than things like marijuana or alcohol are, quite frankly. I really do. As far as muscle mass goes, the statistics are in. The only way to build muscle mass is to work out. with weight. And if you eat protein before you work out, then you build muscle mass faster and better. Now, that begs the question, how much protein? You could talk to 100 different people. They'll give you 100 different answers. And I'm not a bodybuilder, so I don't really know. But I do know that if you want to build muscle mass, you have to go to the gym. And if you're going to be lifting weights in order to make your body stronger, if you eat protein before you work out, you're going to facilitate that process a lot. Willpower is an interesting thing to talk about because the cattle industry figured out the secret to obesity about 50 years ago, and it goes to willpower. You know, if I own a beef cattle, I'm going to keep them for 5 or 6 years. Keep them for 5 or 6 years, and in order to so I can make a profit, I have to keep them underweight or keep them at a healthy weight, and I have to make them so that my veterinarian bills don't go through the roof to keep them healthy so they don't get sick. So how does a cattle rancher do that? Well, he puts minerals in with their food. So he'll fill the trough up with the cattle food. He'll put the minerals in with it. The cow eats the food, and it's got the minerals in it, and when the cow feels full, it walks away. And it maintains the body, a healthy body weight, and it maintains health because it's not overweight. And then when it's time to sell the cow, they have to fatten it up. So how do they do that? They simply stop giving it the mineral. So in a couple of weeks, the cow's body burns through its mineral reserves. Now the cow's body is deficient in minerals. And when any animal, including a human being, is deficient in minerals, your appetite goes through the roof. So the cow goes to the trough and he eats all the food that's there, and then he looks for more. And there's also a phenomenon in animals called pica, which is where they'll start to eat dirt, they'll start to eat rocks, they'll start to eat the wood on their fence. And they're doing this because they are minerally deficient. Their body knows it's minerally deficient, and their body is desperately looking for a source of minerals. So the main reason that people are overweight is because they eat too many calories. And the main reason that people eat too many calories is because they are minerally deficient. You know, the cow didn't have an abusive mother or father, and I'm not making light of that, but the cow didn't gain weight because of a psychological issue. The cow gained weight because of a physiological issue, and that's never addressed in popular culture. This, by the way, is the secret to weight loss that not even Oprah knows. So if your body is properly nutrified, especially with the minerals, which are 66% of the foundation pack, you're going to go to Olive Garden. There's going to be 2,000 calories on your plate. You're going to eat a third of it. Then you're going to be full, and you're not going to want to finish it because you just don't want to finish it because you're satisfied. So you walk away and eat the rest for lunch or dinner the next day. And this is a really, really, really big thing when it comes to willpower and diet, because most of it is physiological. It's not psychological. It's the opposite of what we've been trained to believe. So we have to mineralize the body. And after 35 years of doing this clinically, the best way to do that is with the mineral product sold by Eiffel Health. It is the best product on the freaking planet right now. And everybody needs to get their hands on it and start taking it. Now, as far as the cranial nerves go, you know, it's a curious thing. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. So if somebody has osteoporosis of the skull and one of the cranial nerves becomes affected, well, why aren't all the others? And the answer is, I don't know. You're going to have to ask God. There's over 250 illnesses that are directly related to deficiencies in calcium. So why does one person get high blood pressure if they're deficient in calcium and another person get kidney stones? Why don't they both get high blood pressure and kidney stones? It's a mystery. I don't know. There's a lot of things going on in the human body. There's a lot of variables, and there's a lot of things that we don't know. So it's not a rule that if one cranial nerve is funky, the other 11 are going to be funky. it's like that.
Well, let me ask you this. Those kidney stones, does that have to do with minerals? I mean, like much calcium?
It's a great question. And the medical doctors got this completely backwards. The vast majority of kidney stones are calcium phosphate kidney stones. They're calcium. And the reason that people get kidney stones is because they don't have enough calcium in their diet. We need a minimum of 1,200 milligrams of absorbable calcium every day. That's a lot. Most people don't even come close to that. And so most people are deficient in calcium. And if you're deficient in calcium enough, your body knows it, because you need calcium for everything, man. I mean, you need calcium for everything. You need it to regulate your hormones, to regulate your nerves, to regulate your muscle twitch, to regulate your everything. Calcium is super important for just about everything in the body. That's why you need so much of it every day. So if you don't have enough of it, the body's going to start to rob it from your bone. It's going to secrete a hormone called parathormone from the parathyroid gland, and that's going to suck calcium out of your bones and put it into the general circulation. But when that happens, invariably, too much calcium is sucked out of the bone. Now you've got too much calcium in the bloodstream. It flows into the kidneys and jams the kidneys up, because the kidneys are just a filtration mechanism. So now you have kidney stones. And if you look at the blood work, it shows that the calcium levels are high. So the knucklehead medical doctors, who have no training and no appreciation, no respect for medical nutrition, think that it's because you're drinking too much milk. And it's the opposite. You're not drinking enough. And by the way, milk is a really bad vector for calcium infiltration into the body. The single best way to get calcium into the body is with the Foundation Pack product called Beyond OsteoFX. So that's a long-winded way of saying that. Now, here's a little tidbit that everybody should write down. And everybody should – we don't sell this product. You're going to have to try to find it on the Internet. You want to find an alcohol extract of organic corn silk. An alcohol extract, it has to be organic, non-GMO corn silk. Get like 8 ounces of it and keep it in your medicine cabinet. And if you start to pass a kidney stone, you do a teaspoon every 30 minutes, and it'll dissolve the kidney stone in no time flat, and it will save you massive amounts of pain and suffering.
I'm going to write that down. Organic corn silk.
Yep, alcohol tincture of organic corn silk. Get 8 ounces of it. Just keep it on hand. Heaven forbid you'll never need it, but you never know.
All right, let's go to Michigan then. Ryan. Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi, I was wondering what the doctor thought of my solution to the situation. I just eat a pot of olives. What do you think about that?
I'm sorry, you cut out on me. I couldn't hear the question. What would you say, Pat?
Oh, I know you don't believe in olive or whatever, but what do you think about just eating a bunch of olives?
What do I think about what?
Olives. He wants to know if olives. The question is, he knows you don't care much for olive oil, but what do you think about just eating regular olives?
You know, it's a wonderful thing. And by the way, if you grow a little olive tree in your garden or your house, or you move to California, don't move to California. You move to Italy, or don't move to Italy. You have an olive tree in your backyard. You can pick the olives when they're ripe, bring them into the kitchen, put them in a press, and squeeze the oil out, and use the oil immediately after it's been squeezed out of the olive. It's not the olive oil that's the problem. It's the olive oil sitting in a bottle on the shelf for months at a time. That's the problem. So, because it oxidizes. But if you can eat or consume olive oil immediately after you've pressed it out of the olive, that's a fantastic food. It's really, really, really good for you.
Well, why don't you just eat the whole olives? I mean, that's...
Well, there you go. Even better, right?
Yeah.
But people are hooked on the whole olive oil thing because of the you know, Mediterranean diet that we've been sold a false bill of goods on for the last 50 years.
So there you go, Ryan. Just get to eat all the olives you want. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. Best olives Already. Come from Spain, by the way. Best olives come from Spain.
All right. I believe, did you say D? We have Lee in Boston. Hey, Lee, you're in the air.
Hey, hello. Dr. Glidden, first of all, Ernie, I've been listening to you for a long, long time. I'm so glad I found this station. I appreciate everything you've been doing very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Glidden, I do take your 90-day pack. I just started taking it about two months ago.
Nice.
And hopefully, you know, I'll see something happen in terms of my body. But I'm actually calling you about my nephew. He's 21, almost 22. And for some strange reason, his face and his back has broken out in this really angry, acne-looking thing on his face.
Yeah.
He's been dealing with it for several months now. I saw him in the summer, saw him around the holidays, and his face, I couldn't believe his face. It's red, angry, 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 and he's so depressed about it. He went to the doctor, and they said they didn't know why this was happening to him. He could have some, you know, something going on. He's the type of guy that doesn't like to talk. You know, he keeps things to himself. He internalizes things. So he could have some stress going on there, but there's some reason why his face and his back are just awful looking. And I don't know if it's hormonal. I don't know what is going on, but I don't know if you have any idea of what may be going on with him.
100%. Yeah, 100%. So
okay.
the first thing to consider here is that one of two things, or maybe both. Number one, it's his body is lost its ability to metabolize sugar efficiently. So sugar is lingering in his bloodstream longer than it should because it's having a hard time getting inside the cell where it's needed. And so the longer that the sugar, even if it's the perfect amount of sugar, lingers in the blood, it feeds the bacteria that are in the body everywhere all the time, and so you'll get bacterial eruptions of acne on your skin. So he should have a test done called hemoglobin A1C, hemoglobin A1C,
yeah.
And that will tell him whether or not his body is metabolizing sugar appropriately. Probably isn't. It's also possible that he's eating way too much sugar, that he's like addicted to sugar. He's eating way too much sugar. He's eating way too many carbohydrates. So you want to check in with that. It's usually a thing with teenage boys. The second thing to consider is that his liver is not working the way that nature intended it to. And the liver is in charge of hormone regulation in the human body. So in teenage and, you know, in kids in their 20s, acne often has a hormonal component to it, but it's not because they have hormones. It's because the liver is not able to moderate the hormone levels the way that it needs to. So, but in both of these cases, the recommendation for him would be the healthy blood sugar pack. I'd put him on the healthy blood sugar pack for 90 days. I would have him completely stop eating any sugar, whatsoever. No sugar, zero sugar, refined sugar. Things like honey or fruit, that's fine, but candy bars and cakes and cookies and desserts and no bueno, can't do that anymore. And if he has a hard time doing that, it's probably because his body doesn't have enough minerals in it, and that's why he's craving the sugar in the first place. You should also look to see how much protein he's eating and make sure he's getting at least 60 grams of protein a day, 60 grams of protein a day, because often that's a factor in teenagers as well. Now, for you, you know, I just talked to a buddy of mine, a colleague of mine, and over the last 4 years, he's kept track of 10,000 of his customers who were on the Healthy Pack, 10,000. And 83% of the people that are on the Healthy Pack, the Foundation Pack, experience the positive change within the first 90 days, 83%. That's a huge number. So I would anticipate that you would experience something positive within the first 90 days. Otherwise, you're an outlier. But remember, this isn't just a function of taking the nutrients. It's the function of taking the nutrients and eliminating the 12 bad foods. You have to do both of those things at the same time. If you don't clean up your diet, the chances of a remarkable recovery are diminished. This is like the 1-2 punch. We take the supplements, we clean up the diet. We take the supplements, we clean up the diet. So make sure that you know what the 12 bad foods are and you don't eat them. And that will bode well for your future outcome in the wonderful world of medical nutrition. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I do have a list of the 12 bad foods.
Yeah, we need to get on that right away. And you might be surprised at how good you start to feel just by eliminating that stuff. I mean, it's really a big deal.
Right.
Right?
And is it possible for my nephew to maybe schedule a consult with you?
He can. I mean, anybody can schedule a consult with me. I talk to people all around the world all the time. But if he calls me, I'm going to tell him to do what I just told you to do.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we do for the first 60 days. Well, in his case, it would be 90 days. That's what I tell him to do for the first 90 days and see what changes. And then I can talk to him and tweak the program if I need to. I might not need to. We might get lucky.
Okay. I'll wait. Okay.
This was all right. Very good. Thanks for your trust.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. All righty. Say that one more time. Let's go out to San Diego, and we have Connie. Hey, Connie.
Hello, Dr. Glidden. Can you tell me, is there a problem with the skin cream of bioidentical hormones?
Yep.
What is that?
There is. I was one of the first doctors in the world to do bioidentical hormones. And this was back in the early 90s. I don't do it anymore. And is all your plumbing intact? Do you have your uterus and your ovaries? Are they intact?
Yes.
Okay. So if you have all of the plumbing, then you are not a candidate for any hormone supplementation because menopause is not a disease. Puberty is not a disease. The childbearing years are not a disease. If you're having hormonal irregularities like hot flushes or mood swings of menopause or insomnia or anything like that, which are driven by a hormonal imbalance, then it's because of one of two reasons. Number one, your body doesn't have enough cholesterol because all hormones in the human body are made from cholesterol. So if you're on a statin drug or a fat-free diet, you're going to have cholesterol levels that are in the ditch, and your hormone levels are going to suffer because of it. So the first thing to do is stop taking any statin drugs if you're on them. You don't need to worry because there's no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. And that's an academic fact, by the way. It's not arguable. The literature has been published. If your medical doctor is still prescribing a statin drug, it's because he's paying more attention to the pharmaceutical rep than to the published research. I did a really good webinar on that on my website. It's called Cholesterol Mythbusting, and everybody in the world should watch it and snap out of it because statin drugs are hurting you. And I don't know that you're on a statin drug. But the next thing to do Yep, go ahead.
Well, I'm not on any medication. I'm in very good health. I'm blessed with good health, but I'm old, and you know, I just want to get a little bit of that youth back and build up muscles. I heard what you said about protein and exercise. I'm trying, but the older you get, it takes longer. And I would never take an oral drug of hormones.
Well, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the topical versus the oral is irrelevant because it's just a different delivery method for the hormone. And what I would counsel you to do instead of the hormone therapy,
yes,
is the Healthy Foundation Pack.
Okay.
Because your body is nutritionally deficient. I mean, your body has run out of the raw materials that it needs to work. Your pep in your step isn't there, not because of a hormone imbalance or because you're older. It's because your body has run out of the raw materials it needs to work. I mean, it's like you're driving an automobile that needs 8 quarts of oil, but it's only got 1 quart of oil in it. Or, you know, your tires need 30 pounds of air in it. They've only got 10. That's not good.
Can you tell me what would be bad about using the skin cream?
Yeah, because you're going to mess with your hormones.
Okay.
And this is not a hormonal problem. I mean, Suzanne Summers was a perfect example of this. She just died from breast cancer.
Yes.
And Suzanne Summers was a giant proponent of hormone therapy for women, whether they needed it or not. And she got breast cancer. So, look, you're playing with fire if you're taking hormones into your body. No kidding.
Okay,
you might get short-term positive, oh, I feel good, but you get short-term positive, oh, I feel good, if you also eat oxycodone. It's not a good idea. What's a better idea, regardless of your age, eliminate the 12 bad foods and get a Healthy Foundation Pack into your body for 90 days and then judge the effects. I think you're going to be surprised at how you feel.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Hey, Connie. Well,
I appreciate your open-mindedness and your trust.
Yeah, Connie, I'm glad you had those questions because I'm going to remember that when I get old. So
God bless you, Pastor Sanders.
All right. God bless you, Connie, too. All righty. There you go. Oh, wow. Okay,
I like hanging out with you, Pastor.
Yeah. Let's go out to Detroit. We have Misty out there. Misty in Detroit. Hey, Misty.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you, and you?
I'm doing
okay.
Good.
Here's my question. I have a daughter with schizophrenia who was under the auspices of the state that had her in a group home, has her on psychotropic drugs. And I got her out of there, but they brainwashed her into thinking that she's going to be dependent on those drugs the rest of her life. And she's kind of torn because I've been trying to tell her no. So how can I do this? How can I get her away from them, wean her off these drugs, and get her back to normal?
Well, schizophrenia is a difficult thing to treat, not because it's a difficult thing to treat, but because compliance of the patient is difficult. I have a colleague in Canada who's very successful with treating this, and he treats people virtually. So I would give his office a call, set up an appointment, and, you know, just tell your doctor that you're going to a holistic specialist in schizophrenia who has a treatment, the intention of which is to attempt to fix the problem rather than just manage it with drugs. And, you know, from the psychiatrist's point of view, they're correct because in their clinical experience, in their worldview, the only thing that's going to make headway here is drugs. Well, that's because they don't have clinical experience with anything else. And see, that's the problem with conventional medicine, is that the people who are practicing it frequently are very closed-minded. And they are of the belief that if they weren't taught it in medical school, it's simply not valid. And
how
right, so that's the problem. So I would call this doctor's name. You have something to write with?
I'm ready to write.
Okay, his last name, his first name is Andre, A-N-D-R-E. Second name is Sain, S-A-I-N-E. He's a naturopathic doctor. The initials are N-D, and he's in Montreal. So just do a web search for his office. Call him up. Talk to him about this and get your daughter into treatment with him. He's the man for the job.
Wonderful. And are you at all available if I can't reach Canada with my phone?
I do not have enough clinical experience in treating that to recommend that I do it.
Okay.
If it was cancer, I'd do it. But schizophrenia is kind of out of my wheelhouse.
Okay.
But there's no problem. There's no problem calling Canada from the U.S. at all.
Oh, well, good. That's
you don't need a special plan. You don't need anything. Just make a phone call. It's just like calling, you know, Vermont. So you should be fine.
We do it all.
All right.
Well, thank you
very much.
Thank you, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire. But it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire.
All right. Remember that, all you ACLU lawyers that are running those extremely deceptive, illegitimate ads on TV and radio when it comes to issue one. He tells you that in Revelation 21 and verse 8, all liars will have their place in lake of fire. You've got God's word on that. You know, you need to repent or perish. Listen, repent, learn not to burn. Let's go out to Texas and hey, Brian, you're in the air, Brian.
Good. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to be sure I got everything good on the line here. I wanted to ask the gentleman you have on about, I've got about five products here. One is just standard multivitamins, okay? And then I've got one that I've been taking. It's a powder I've just started recently taking. It's made by, it's collagen, powdered collagen. It's made by Dr. In the name of it's Orgain, that's the brand name, Orgain. It's in a container like your protein powders. I got it at one of the local stores here. It's collagen peptides, okay. Then
I know I'm going to put a lot on your plate, but another one is I drink vitamin water, and it is flavored vitamin water, and I also drink aloe vera juice, which is flavored, and I'm thinking about doing this mother's vinegar detox. My doctor says just eat a balanced diet. I don't need all these vitamins. I don't need the collagen powder. I don't need to take drink vitamin water. Just eat a balanced diet. So fill me in on that one. And the reason why I'm doing the caffeine is because I get bruised easy. My skin is getting thinner, it seems like. So I do stay pretty active, 12 hours a day. So fill me in on that if you don't mind.
Well, it should be illegal for a medical doctor to give any advice whatsoever concerning nutrition because they have no training, no clinical experience, no appreciation, and no respect for it. I mean, that would be like me giving people advice about how to do open-heart surgery. I have no idea. I mean, I know what it is, but I have no idea how to do it.
Yeah, so, I guess he's seeing me taking vitamins, and then I'm doing...
Yeah, but my point is, he has no business doing that because he doesn't know anything about it, number one. And number two, he's wrong. It is impossible to get all of the nutrients that your body needs to function just from eating food. You cannot do it. It's impossible. It's one of the greatest myths in popular culture. All you have to do to get all the nutrients your body needs is just eat 3 square meals a day. It's a lie. I mean, that's the easiest way to say it. It is a lie. You can not do it. So the stuff that you're taking now, stuff that you're taking now is like you're driving around in a Volkswagen Beetle. I mean, I could put you in, a Ford F500 pickup truck for just a little bit more money a month, and it would be, you'd have a much, much, much better outcome. Now, a week from tonight at 8:00 Central Time, I'm giving a free presentation on my website, which explains all of the things that I just said to you. It explains to you why they're true and why you should listen to them. And I would encourage you to be there because you're going to learn a thing or two. And, the medical doctors are clueless about this. They have no training in it, and they should be ashamed at giving anybody advice about it because they're wrong. So,
okay. Go ahead.
So I would call Eiffel Health up, 888-618-1796, tell them you want the Healthy Foundation Pack. That's a much better way to get nutrients into your body. It's a much more efficient way. Probably a less expensive way. 888-618-1796. Tell them you want the Healthy Foundation Pack and ask them how to get on board with my presentation a week from tonight. It's free. All you need is a computer and the internet.
Okay, now what do you think about this vinegar stuff and the aloe vera juice?
Now, the aloe vera is good if it's aloe barbarensis. If the species of aloe plant, you got to look on the label. If it says aloe barbarensis, then that's a good product. If it's not aloe barbarensis, I wouldn't take it.
Now, is this a flavored, like a lemon flavor, or is it just a regular standard straight 100%?
So there are a lot of different types of aloe. Like there's a lot of different types of cat. Like there's a lot of different types of beer. The type of aloe that is best suited for overall health benefits is called aloe barbarensis, B-A-R-B-A-R-E-N-S-I-S, and it will say that on the ingredient label on the back of the bottle. If it doesn't say aloe barbarensis, then I wouldn't take it.
What about the vinegar? They sell the bottle of vinegar on the shelf at the store. It says, hey, drink. You see this lady that's 110 years old, and she says, well, I do one shot of mother's vinegar, vinegar, honey, and lemon. Well, what's your take on that?
It's an okay thing to do, but it's still not going to give you all the nutrients your body needs. Taking a shot of vinegar like that, it's like putting, power steering fluid in the car. Well, it's a good thing to do, But you also need oil. You also need transmission fluid. You also need good spark plugs. You also need air in the tires. There's all these other things that you need as well.
So what about red wine?
Yeah, red wine's okay. You want to try to find red wine without sulfites in it. That's really hard to do. But I would limit it to no more than 2 glasses of red wine a day. I'm okay with red wine.
Well, like, kind of like with red meats and stuff, kind of keep your limitations on that also?
No. We're big fans of meat. But
protein?
There's two things about meat that you need to be aware of. Number one, you are not to eat any meat that has nitrates applied to it as a preservative. And usually they put nitrates in deli meat, like deli ham, deli turkey, deli chicken. So you need nitrate-free meat. If you're going to eat bacon, it needs to be nitrate-free. And then number two, if you're going to cook meat, you want to have it rare or medium rare, not well done. Rare or medium rare, not well done.
Like a 97, okay. Is it better to hire the fat-free, like 96-97% fat-free on like your ground beef? And another quick question for you, and I'll let you go, is what do you think about all this new plant-based meats? And I'll hang up and let y'all talk about that. Go ahead.
No,
all right,
go ahead.
Plant-based meats are BS. Stay away from them.
All right, very good, yeah. Let's go out to Sacramento. We have Michelle. Michelle, you're in the air.
Hi, hey. Thanks. Let me turn my phone up now. Hi, Dr. G.
Going on?
So I went to the ophthalmologist this week, and for the first time in my life, they tested my blood pressure. I didn't do my calcium in the morning because I didn't know I was going to be tested. But I was 149 over 69, which is no big deal, but they're having a conniption fit. So they send me home. They told me to test on my own. Well, my blood pressure kit at home says I am 10 points lower than their monitor. So maybe you can fill me in on this.
Okay, so you just experienced white coat syndrome, which is you're in the doctor's office, you're nervous because you're in the doctor's office, your blood pressure is going to be abnormally elevated. So there's two things to know about blood pressure. Number one, the upper limit of normal is 140 over 90. And in order for somebody to be clinically diagnosed with hypertension, high blood pressure, you have to have 3 back-to-back readings where each number is elevated. So it has to be, 145 over 92 or something. Each number has to be elevated above 140 over 90 3 times in a row, not just once, 3 times in a row. So I am of the opinion that at least 50% of the people in this country who have been diagnosed with high blood pressure do not, in fact, have high blood pressure. So the best way to know what your blood pressure is to get a home unit, make sure it's accurate, take it to the firehouse when the guys are not out on a call, have them measure your blood pressure with their equipment and with your equipment and see if it's the same number. Once you know that your equipment is accurate, you measure your blood pressure at home between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. before you've had lunch. And you take your blood pressure 3 times in a row. You take your blood pressure, you count to 30, you take it again, you count to 30, you take it a third time, and you only write down and pay attention to the third and final reading. That way, you'll know what your accurate blood pressure is, and as long as it's below 140 over 90, you're good to go.
Okay, so if it's 149 over 69, that's way below the diastolic number, correct?
Yeah, but both numbers have to be elevated 3 times in a row.
Okay.
In order for you to be considered hypertensive. So if just one number is elevated, you're borderline hypertensive, and that's completely different.
Okay.
Makes sense?
So it was just because they sprung it on me at the last minute.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's because you were nervous in the doctor's office, and they should know that, but they don't because they don't care because, they work for the evil empire, quite frankly. What can I say?
Yeah, and no one ever uses a stethoscope anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's a travesty.
They all use those machines.
They're just lazy. They're just lazy.
Okay.
What do you call the doctor who graduates last in medical school?
Doctor.
Doctor. Exactly correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Let's go to Detroit with Karen.
Hello. How is everybody?
Hey, is this my old friend, Karen?
It is. I'm sorry. I haven't been in touch. I've been working like crazy, really hoping to get a part-time job because this one is really stressing me out.
Oh, wow. And, you're still being stressed out there in that job. Alrighty.
Yep. So, but my question is work-related because there is a guy that just started there, and he is wearing this cologne that leaves a trail. It's just bothering me like crazy. And his cube is directly across from mine. It's even like 20 feet away, but it still wafts over to mine. And I simply can't tolerate it. And when I mention it to my boss, he's like, well, Jay, no one else is complaining. And it's like, okay, well, if you had someone come in and say, I have a nut allergy, you're not going to say no one else has a nut allergy, so we're not going to do anything.
Here's what I would do, all right? I would take a bottle of perfume to work, and I would spray it all over the guy's desk. Just spray your perfume all over his desk and see how he likes it. And then maybe you can have a conversation with him. Either that, or you could slap him, take him out into the back and slap him when nobody else is looking and the cameras are turned off. Either one of those would be an appropriate response.
Well, I was just wondering, still in lieu of all of that, I mean, because that's going to set me off too. I mean, so is there something that I can do to prevent inhaling it other than wearing a gas mask?
No, then the mask would be counterproductive to your health because it would decrease the amount of oxygen.
Exactly.
And so,
what I've done downloaded some articles about the toxins in perfumes, and even OSHA makes a sign for employers to put up, no perfumes, please, or something along those lines.
I mean, maybe you could get a couple of little portable fans and, attach them to the partition and point them at his workspace. So it blows the air away from you and towards him. Notwithstanding that, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What if you just took him and bought a bottle of peppermint and just took that peppermint and put some right across the top of her lip? That's all she'd smell. She wouldn't smell his I use that peppermint every now and then. Boy, when you put that on the top of your lip, that's all you're going to smell.
Yeah, you know what police officers used to do when they'd investigate crime scenes where there were, like grisly bodies that had been there for a week? They'd break a cigarette off and stick a cigarette up their nose because all they'd smell would be the tobacco. That's also, that's kind of a silly solution. I mean, I'd get the fans and turn them on him and blow that stuff the other way.
Okay. In the meanwhile, I'm going to convince my boss to put out a policy against it because it's, even when he's not near he comes into the conference room. There's a huge conference room. I can smell the moment he walks in.
Yeah, and, you would think in these woke times that would be an easy thing to sell.
Yeah.
You would think, right?
So I'm building a case, but I just thought I would call just to see if you had any suggestions. Because you can hear I'm still congested. I mean, this happened Tuesday, and it hasn't left me.
Karen, if you break that cigarette and stick it in your nose, don't light it. And if you do light it, stick it in his nose. You see?
There you go.
I love it.
I like how you think, Pastor.
Yes, absolutely. And I miss you, Pastor. I've been meaning to give you a call. I want to just chat and catch up with you.
Well, some of the folks were saying the other day, Lisa was saying, have you heard from Karen out there? I haven't heard from her in a long time. We were just talking about that. So
yeah, I called the other day for prayer because I don't know, something was happening, and I called for prayer on your Thursday line, and I guess my main prayer is to find some other job because I need a part-time job. I don't need a full-time job, and this is full-time plus. So
we'll have to hold you up in that prayer. All right,
we got time.
I think has Pastor Hal called yet? Oh, I think he. How much time do I have? Oh, boy, we don't have any more time. All righty. I'm sorry, Terry out in Minnesota. We're out of time. So thanks for calling, Karen. And what we got to do is tell the folks this is the most important part of the program that we come to every day, because there's going to be a day coming, and that'll happen for those of us that know the Lord. We're not going to worry about a doctor. We won't need any doctors, not even naturopaths, because where we're going to be, we're going to have glorified bodies. We've got God's word on that, and God can't lie. But now, there's a whole lot of people out there that are not going to be so lucky. They're not going to be so fortunate. And, in fact, the vast majority of people aren't. And you know what? It's their fault. You see, they don't have to. In fact, the Lord Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And it's because, like we read in Revelation 21, that they refuse to call upon the name of the Lord. They refuse. Now, again, God, being a holy God and a just God, he demanded an absolute, holy, innocent, perfect sacrifice for sin. And the only one that met that bill was the Lord Jesus himself. And he didn't have to do that, but he did that. He took your place and he took my place. He took substitutionary death. He hung upon that tree in your place and my place. Now, he's given us a way out. He did for us what we could never do for ourselves. We can never do that. And here is a way out of that burning lake of fire. You know, you just heard that song, don't fall into that burning lake of fire. It's the way out. Here's what it is. You pray to God the Father. You ask God the Father. You acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. Now, good news is that only sinners can be saved, right? So you ask God the Father to forgive you of your sins, and then you ask the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the one that took your place, to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. Can't be any reservations. You got to put him first. This is what he said, before father, before mother, sister, brother, you got to put him first, like he did you. He put you first when he took your place. So you put him first in your life. You let him know. Don't be like the rich young ruler who said, well, you know, I just don't want to give up all my stuff. No, your stuff, you're not taking it with you. Here's what you do. You put him first. You say, Lord, be the Lord of my life, all of my life, without any reservations. And if you do that, then he'll honor that commitment. And then when that happens, you will become a new creature. You'll be a born-again believer. Now, check this out. You're going to be an heir of the kingdom, an heir, a joint heir with Christ. So what does Christ own? The universe. Do you hear me? You're going to be a joint heir with Christ, and you're going to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Again, I'm saying all of this because you've got God's word upon it, and there's nothing as sure as the word of God. Heaven and earth's going to pass. Heaven and earth will pass. But God's word will never pass away. And folks, thanks for being here, Peter. We're out of time. So until thanks, tomorrow, Pastor. We say thank you. Let's do it. We say good night. God bless. And always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like,
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.